We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Okay, so here's the deal. And we were talking to Anna Radelet, who is with CT Mirror, and she is down in Washington. And apparently at the federal level, they're taking steps to deal with the opioid crisis.
Right.
But on a local level.
Not so much.
Yes. And yeah, so we have somebody here that is working with
them. Dr. David Folin is in the program in addiction medicine, professor of medicine, emergency medicine, and public health at the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Folin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being up with us. Research shows that medication-assisted treatment for opioid addiction is effective, but use of MAT in Connecticut is not keeping up with the epidemic. I guess the most simple question, doctor, is why?
So I think there's, unfortunately, a stigma associated with patients with opioid use disorder and patients receiving medication. And so part of the important process that we need to go through is to get the information out there to the public and to patients and their families that medication is the most effective treatment and can decrease overdose and all the other complications such as HIV and hepatitis C transmission.
You know, and I suppose the thing is, first of all, this would be very useful, I think, to a lot of people. A lot of people know opioids are there. You think of oxycodone, things like that. But is it also similar? Is heroin, for example, is that an opioid?
Yes. So opioids is a broad class of both naturally occurring, such as opium found in poppy, heroin, morphine are all naturally occurring. Heroin is a synthetic opioid, but morphine is a naturally occurring opioid. And then there are the synthetic opioids, such as oxycodone and heroin and fentanyl, which are opioids as well.
Why, doctor, or what does Connecticut have to do to get up to speed in order to use the medication-assisted treatment? What do we need?
So I think one of the six strategies that we proposed back in 2016 was expanding access to both methadone and buprenorphine through both opioid treatment programs in the state by expanding the size of them and then expanding locations. There are many parts of the state that are experiencing overdose and overdose mortality that don't have access or ready access to either methadone or buprenorphine. And so we're trying to work with the state to increase availability, not only through specialty treatment programs, but also through primary care and office-based practices where many patients can be treated safely and effectively.
In your experience, let's say you're on oxycodone, and we know many people. In fact, one is broadcast on this radio station that had the same problem. That, in fact, is it as addictive as, let's say, another opioid, and heroin always comes to mind? But is it?
I think it's important for folks to be able to distinguish physical dependence, which is going to happen with many medications, not just controlled substances, but from addiction. So there are actually two different distinct clinical entities. Physical dependence just means that if you stop the medication, you have withdrawal. You end up needing more medication, so you have tolerance. Yeah. Addiction really refers to the issue of loss of control over use. And so these are people who are experiencing adverse consequences in their lives related to their use of opioids, such as using in high-risk situations, failure to cut down, adverse consequences related to the use of opioids. So back to your question, oxycodone is a potent opioid that, like all other many other opioids and full opioids, can cause both dependence and result in addiction, as we've seen in the case of many of the OxyContin epidemics around the country.
Dr. Folin, we've only got about 45 seconds left, but it seems like every candidate for Congress and the Senate says the opioid problem is one of their primary concerns and one of the issues in their campaigns. Are we doing enough as a country to combat this?
I think we're moving in the right direction. I think, unfortunately, we have entrenched entities that sometimes direct right. us away from the most effective strategies. So I think if we could take the funds and the effort and focus them on a few strategies such as we propose for the state, reducing stigma, increasing access to medication, increasing access to naloxone, responsible prescribing, and then sharing data among the various state entities to help us track the crisis, we've made much more focused progress.
We'll follow up on that on the national level coming up at 8:50.
Right. Hey,
thank you very much for being on, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.